Say, ain't you ready yet?
Ready for what?
Oh, ready to go over to the schoolhouse and make that speech. I told you to change your clothes, didn't I? You can't go over there that way.
Ah, shucks. I ain't going to put on my good clothes just go there and get into a fight.
Oh, there ain't going to be no fight. Just get that out of your head, will you? Now, you go on and get your clothes changed. Look at me. I got on the best suit. Looks darn slick, don't it?
Yeah, especially in the seat of the pants.
Yeah, well, just never mind the smart alecky now. You get in the back room there and put on that suit of clothes I've run down for you.
Yes, but...
And no buts about it. Now, go on.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I ain't going anymore.
No. Oh, David get dressed in. He just 5 minutes of leaving time. He's still sitting around. Oh, hello, Hector.
Say, did you want to see me about something?
Yes, yes, I did, Hector. It's alive. It's a good thing you came in just now, because it slipped my mind entirely.
Back up.
Could you mind the store for a spell while me and Eb's out?
Well, I'd like to, Mr. Winterbottom, but I'm pretty busy.
Busy? Busy doing what?
Well, you see, I got a job as a timekeeper over where they're building the new sports arena.
A timekeeper?
Yes, yes, I keep all the time. I keep it locked up in a safe, and if anybody wants it, they have to get it from me.
Oh, see.
You see, that's what keeps me so busy, giving out hours and half hours and minutes.
What are you talking about, Hector Smith? You can't give hours and half hours to anybody.
You can't. And they gave my uncle 6 months once.
Yes, well, all right now, Hector. Never mind. Let's get down to brass tacks. Are you going to mind the store, ain't you?
Well, can't Mr. Peters mind it?
I just told you he's got to go to a meeting. He's there in the back room putting on his good suit. Fella can't go to a meeting in ordinary work clothes.
No, that's a fact, Mr. Winterbottom. Okay. You're correct there. Correct attire is very, very important. Very important, is it? One should change clothes for every occasion. Why, when I was in New York, I had 15 or 20 changes a day. In fact,
I... You say 15 or 20 changes a day?
Yes, sir. 15 or 20 changes a day.
When was this, Hector?
When I was 6 months old. I was a sort of fashion play. Yes, that was it. I invented a lot of the styles. I invented the Hector Q. Smith dinner vest. And I had a different...
The Hector Q. Smith dinner vest?
Yes, and I had a different suit of clothes.
What's the Hector Q. Smith dinner vest?
Oh, that's all right. Don't mention it. And I had a different suit of clothes.
What was the Hector Q. Smith dinner vest?
What was that?
What's the Hector Q. Smith dinner vest?
Oh, search me. I never heard of it. Yes, sir. A different suit for every day in the week.
You must have heard of it. You invented it. You said you was in New York, and you invented that.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, well, now it all comes to me clear. Yes, I see what you mean. Well, I wasn't in New York at that time. No, that's why I didn't know what you meant. Mm. When I first thought of that vest, I was in Denver.
In Denver, huh?
Yes, that's where the vest begins.
Now look at here.
I had a blue suit, a gray suit, a black suit, and I never wore the black suit. And a green.
Why? Don't you look good in black, Hector?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm very good in black. But I could never catch this suit. So I always wore it.
How do you mean you couldn't catch it?
It was a fast color. And then I had a shirt worth $1 million. Yes, sir. $1 million, Mr. Winterbottom.
What? A shirt worth $1 million?
Yes, sir.
Well, what was it made out of? Money?
No, check.
Yes, I see. But what I want to know is, what the heck did you...
And every time I put on that shirt, I used to stand for hours in front of my vanity dresser, adjusting it just so. You see, I was very particular about how I dressed, Mr. Winterbottom. Very particular was I.
You were?
Yes. That vanity dresser itself, just think, cost $2 million. Yes, sir.
Yes, well, just a minute. Where's all these clothes you used to have?
Well, my room caught on fire. Yes, that was it. And everything was burned up.
And the $1 million dresser, too, I suppose.
Well, no, not exactly. You see, the fireman hit that with an axe.
Yes. Bet that was a big loss, wasn't it?
Well, I didn't mind the loss, but it was an awful blow to my vanity.
Yes, well, what about this vest?
So, the next day,
Son, it's Hector, I'm asking you a question.
A question?
Yes.
What question?
What's the Hector Q. Smith dinner vest?
Oh, the Hector Q. Smith dinner vest. Yes. Oh, well, that's a vest made in different colors to match the gravy.
Now that'll do, young fella. I just stood about this. No, wait a second. I never will get out of here. Hello. Oh, Miss Howe, yes. Well, shakes, it ain't 4 o'clock yet, is it? Oh, land of Goshen. The clock in the store, he must be slow. Well, we'll be there right off. Yes, Miss Howe, right away. Eb,
Yeah, what do you want?
The meeting started 10 minutes ago. Come on.
Say, you fellas, you better hurry.
Yes, Eb, sunshine it. Come on.
Yeah, but I ain't got no...
Never mind about that. Hector, you mind the store till we get back. Come on, Eb, come on.
Just like that darn foolishness. I bet the whole business ends up in a fight.
Oh, sunshine it. Come on. I tell you, we're late now. Eb, burn it. Well, come on.
Well, don't go rushing me, Shucks. You know I can't go no faster. Too damn darn hot.
Well, you wouldn't be so hot if you hadn't wore that fool overcoat. What you want to wear an overcoat in a day like this for?
I had to.
Why?
I ain't got on any pants.
Well, what? You ain't got no pants?
Oh. Well, I can't help it, Shucks. You didn't fetch no pants when you brung these clothes down.
Oh, land of Goshen, now we got to go back. You can't go to no meeting without pants.
Oh, Shucks. Nobody won't know the difference if I keep my overcoat on.
Yes, but...
Hey,
wait a second. Who's you? Why, it's Mr. Bigger.
Hey, what's the matter with you, folks? I was just coming over to get you.
Yes, well, we're a little late, Mr. Bigger. You see, the clock in the store was slow.
Yes, and I ain't got no...
Well, let's get going. It'll be just about time for you to go on when we get there. Mm. One of the speakers for the other side didn't show up, so the meeting's running short.
Yeah, well, maybe I'd better just drop out. You see, I ain't got no...
No, you can't do that. If you don't show up, my man Nelson will have to talk, and he can't talk for sour apples. The other side has had a couple of pretty good talkers, too, so you give them everything you've got, will you? We've got to put this thing over.
Oh, yes, yeah, we'll do that, all right. But you see, Mr. Bigger...
By the way, who's this guy, Ellis?
You mean Judge Ellis? Why, is he talking?
No, he's just acting as chairman. Is he a pretty good fella?
Oh, yes, I should say. He's just about one of the finest fellas in this town.
Well, here we are. Now listen, Peters. Give it to him strong. Tell him that...
Oh, here you are, Mr. Peters. Well, come on in. We're waiting for you.
Yes, come on, Eb. Come on in.
Here's Mr. Peters.
Oh, hello, Eb. You're a little late. Come right up on the platform.
And make a good speech, won't you, Mr. Peters?
Yes, I'll give it to him strong.
Right up here, Eb. I guess you know all these people, Professor Thistlewaite, Mr. Nelson, and... where's Mr. Bigger?
Right here, Judge.
Oh, yes. Then we're ready. Quiet, please. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I take pleasure in introducing the fourth speaker. Although he's a trifle late, I am sure he has something interesting to say about the subject under discussion. And Mr. Eb Peters. Go ahead, Eb.
Yes. I'm supposed to tell you what I think of fighting and fighters. I don't think fight... I think fighting is darn foolishness. And all fighters is darn fools.
Yeah.
And what's more... I think all fighters is dead darn snakes.
Oh, yeah? Well, listen, guy, let me tell
order,
you...
Order, please, order.
Oh, order nothing. I didn't come in here to be insulted. And if this hacker doesn't take that back, I'm going to...
What are you going to do?
Be careful, young fella. He's my partner. And
take off your coat and I'll show you what I'm going to do. I'm up at the floor with
you. Gentlemen, here.
You will. Yes, you will. Come on and do it. Come on, I'll take my coat off.
Yeah, leave the coat on. You ain't got no pants. Leave it just...
You want to see me do it, huh? Well, I'll show you.
Here, let me stop that. Please. Here, ladies. Stop it at once. Please. Gentlemen, stop it. Please. Have you hurt?
No, I ain't hurt, but dad darn him, he done it again.